الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. أما بعد، فكنا قد ذكرنا في الحصة السابقة بعض ما ورد في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن نعيم القبر وعذابه وسؤال الملكين منكر ونكير. As you remember, in the previous session, we talked about the questioning of the two angels about the enjoyment in the grave and the torture in the grave. الآن نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله في هذا. Let us keep talking a little bit more about this subject. ذكرنا أن الإنسان من هذه الأمة ممن أرسل إليهم محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، بعدما يدفن يأتيه ملكان إلى قبره يسألانه. We mentioned that everyone among the people to whom Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent, after dying, two angels comes to him. After dying and being buried, two angels come to him and ask him, question him about Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, about his Lord, his religion, and about Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن ثلاثة يستثنون من هذا السؤال. Three types of people are not questioned by the two angels. النبي لا يسأل. The prophet is not questioned. الشهيد, شهيد المعركة, لا يسأل. The martyr who is killed in the battlefield is not questioned. والطفل أي الذي مات دون البلوغ لا يسأل. And anyone who dies before being pubescent is not questioned in the grave. لو كان مميزا, even if this person reached the level of mental discrimination, لكنه مات قبل البلوغ لا يسأل. If this person dies before being pubescent, he is not questioned by the two angels. هؤلاء الثلاثة يستثنون من السؤال. These three types of people are not questioned. ولما قلنا الشهيد قيدنا بشهيد المعركة لأن الشهداء كثير, عدة أنواع, يوجد عدة أنواع من الشهادة. الذي لا يسأل هو شهيد المعركة. We mentioned the martyr who died in the battlefield because there are different types of people who would gain the status of martyrhood, without being killed in the battlefield. مثلا الذي يموت بمرض في بطنه هذا شهيد. Like the person who dies because of a sickness in his abdomen is a martyr. كذلك الذي يموت غرقا. Likewise the one who dies drowning, the one who dies under rubble is under rubble. If something is is a martyr also. كذلك الَّذِي يُقْتَلُ ظُلْمًا فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Likewise, the one who is killed unjustly is a martyr. وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ. And there are other types of martyrhood. هَؤُلَاءُ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ الْآخِرَةِ. These types of martyrs are called the martyrs of the hereafter. لِأَنَّ الْوَاحِدَ مِنْهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُ عَذَابٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مَهْمَا كَانَ عَمِلَ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ بِسَبَبِ نَيْلِهِ هَذِهِ الشَّهَادَةِ. Because these types of people, these people are not tortured in the hereafter, regardless of their sins, because they got this status of martyrhood. أما الشهيد إذا أطلق فيراد به شهيد المعركة. Now if the term شهيد martyr is mentioned without any restriction, then it refers to the one who dies in the battlefield. هذا شهيد المعركة لا يسأل في قبره. This person who is the martyr who dies in the battlefield is not questioned in his grave. وقد ورد كثير أو وقد ثبت كثير من المشاهدات التي تشهد لصحة ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عذاب القبر وعن نعيمه. There are many observations that testify to the truthfulness of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in what pertains to the enjoyment in the grave and to the torture in the grave. Ibn Abi Dunya روى بإسناده عن بعض السلف أنهم فتحوا حفروا له قبرا ليدفنوه فوجدوا في القبر ريحان له رائحة جميلة أخذ الناس هذا الريحان فأبقوه في أيديهم 70 يوما أو نحو ذلك الريحان ما زال كما هو لا يبلى ولا تذهب رائحته. بعد ذلك أمير البلد أخذه من بين أيدي الناس خاف فتنة أن يصير بين الناس عراك بسببه أخذه من بين أيدي الناس وضعه في بيته ففقد بعد ذلك لا يعرف أين ذهب. هذا من جملة المشاهدات المنقولة التي تدل على نعيم القبر. One of the Salaf, his name was Warrad, a famous pious person. He died, they wanted to bury him. When they opened the grave, they found a type of plant with a very nice smell in the grave. They took it out from the grave, the people who opened the grave. They took it out and they kept them with them for 60 or 70 days. I forgot. These plants remained as they were. They were not planted. They were only like branches. Their smell remained as it was. And the people came to smell them, see them for 60 or 70 days, and they remained as they were. Then the ruler was worried that there would be like a kind of conflict among the people, everyone wants to keep them. He was worried about that. He took them to his place. And after that, they were gone. People didn't know how they disappeared. كذلك مثلا النجاشي رضي الله عنه. السيدة عائشة قالت كنا نتحدث أنه كان يرى على قبره النور. For example, also النجاشي. You know النجاشي, the Abyssinian king who believed in Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام without seeing him, without meeting him. After he died, Sayyida Aisha used to say, it was a common thing about us, a common known thing among us, that light appeared over, above the grave of An-Najashi. At night, the light would appear above his grave. كذلك الإمام البخاري رضي الله عنه كان تراب قبره يخرج منه الطيب بعد دفنه وكان يرى النور على قبره. Likewise, الإمام البخاري, after he was buried, light appeared above his grave and the dirt around his grave had a very nice, a very good smell. Shaykh Nizar, rahimahullah, tilmizu Shaykh Abdullah, rahmatullah alayh. لما قتله الوهابية أكثر من واحد أخبرني ممن كان هناك أنه كان يشم رائحة المسك تخرج من فمه ومن دمه. Likewise, Sheikh Nizar, the student of Sheikh Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhima, when he was killed, several people told me that they smelled the fragments of musk from inside his mouth coming out and from his blood. وبعض الناس يعطيهم الله تعالى خصوصية أكثر من ذلك من حيث النعيم في القبر. And some people, Allah تبارك وتعالى, specify them with specific types of enjoyment in the grave. بعضهم الله تبارك وتعالى يعطيهم الصلاة في القبر. Some of them, Allah تبارك وتعالى, enables them to pray in their graves. أما الأنبياء فكلهم في قبورهم يصلون. As for the prophets, all of them, they pray in their graves. كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, الأنبياء أحياء في قبورهم يصلون. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الأنبياء أحياء في قبورهم يصلون. Which means the prophets are alive in their graves and they pray there. والحديث رواه البيهقي وغيره. This hadith is narrated by البيهقي and others. ومن أهل التقوى من أعطاه الله من أتباع محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام من أعطاه الله تعالى ذلك. And some pious people among the followers of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah تعالى gave them that. كان رجل من التابعين يقال له ثابت البناني. One among the followers of the companions, is called Thabit al-Bunani. Kana tilmiza Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He was the student of the companion Anas ibn Malik. Kana iza dakhala ala Anas yuqabbilu yadahu. Yaqul yadun massat yad rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ويقبل عينه يقول عين رأت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whenever he used to go to the session of Anas رضي الله عنه, he used to kiss his hand and his eye. He used to say, this is a hand that touched the hand of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and this is an eye that saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا ثابت البناني كان يسمع من قبره تلاوة القرآن. This person ثابت البناني, people, when they used to pass next to his grave, they used to hear the recitation of Al-Quran from his grave. حتى حصلت موقعة أيام يزيد بن معاوية قتل فيها كثير من أهل المدينة أباحها يعني يزيد ترك جنوده يفسدون في المدينة 3 أيام. في خلال هذه المدة بعض الناس قالوا كنا نعرف أوقات الصلوات من الأذان من قبر ثابت, نسمع الأذان من قبر ثابت هذا. At the time during the rulership of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, he fought the people of Al-Madinah, and he let his soldiers spoil Al-Madinah for 3 days. They did many bad things in Al-Madinah for 3 days. During that time, so the people were afraid. They wouldn't go out from their houses, etc. No one would go at the beginning of the time of the prayer to call for the adhan, etc. So some people who were close to the grave of Thabit al-Bunani said that during that time, they knew the times of the prayer, they knew that the Dhuhr was in, the Asr was in, etc., by hearing the Adhan from the grave of Thabit radiyallahu anhu. روى عن بعض الذين دفنوا ثابتا أنهم بعدما دفنوه ألحدوه. تعرفون كيف يعمل اللحد. ثم وضعوا الحجارة التي سدت اللحد, ثم أرادوا أن يردموا التراب, وقعت بعض الحجارة, فرأوا ثابتا يصلي في قبره, فردوا الحجارة, أخذته من رهبة, ردوا الحجارة وسووا التراب, ثم بعد ذلك ذهبوا إلى بيته, قالوا لبنته ما قصة أبيك؟ لا بد أن هناك شيئا, حتى إنه رأيناه يصلي في قبره, وقعت الحجارة رأيناه يصلي في قبره. قالت أبي 40 سنة كان كل ليلة في السحر يعني قبل الفجر يدعو الله ويقول اللهم إن كنت أعطيت أحدا من عبادك أن يصلي في قبره فأعطني ذلك, فما كان الله ليرد هذه الدعوة. Abu Nuaym narrated from some people, some pious people, upright people, who buried Thabit al-Bunani. They made for him a lahad. You know what's a lahad? It's to dig in the wall, which is in the direction of al-Qibla, of the grave, to dig there, and then they would put the dead person in that, whatever you call it, slit. And then they they block it. So they put Thabit in that slit, and then they blocked it with stones, and they wanted to put dirt in that grave. When they did that, some stones fell, and they saw Thabit making the prayer there. So they were very affected. They put back the stones quickly, they put the dirt, and they went to his house. They asked his daughter, they told her, this is what happened. That is, seeking from her to tell them something about her father, to explain why this happened with him. And she told them, for 40 years, my father, every day, every night, before Al-Fajr, he used to make dua and say, oh Allah, if you ever gave to any one among your slaves to pray in his grave, let me this be this one. Which means, this is a way to say, oh Allah, give me this. And she said, he did that for 40 years, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would answer his dua. And so she wasn't surprised by them telling her this news about her father. Ibn Abi Dunya also narrated from a person who used to dig graves for the people. They used to hire him to dig graves. Someone hired him to dig a grave. That is, he was hired to dig three graves. Ibn Abi Dunya rawa bi isnadihi aydan an ba'di allatheena kanu yahfuruna al-qubur, an haffarin lil-qubur, annahu tuliba minhu an yahfura thalathat qubur. Hafaraha thumma lamma anha hafra al-thalith كان اشتد الحر فترك يعني ونصب رداء كان معه وجلس يستظل تحته. He dug three graves. Almost when he finished the third one, it became very hot. So he put his clothes, like a clock, and he went underneath it. He put it in a way to shade him from the sun, and he went underneath it to protect himself from the heat. So suddenly, two people appeared on the graves. فجأة رجلان ظهرا عند هذه القبور. أشار أوله أحدهما إلى القبر الأول فقال فرسخ في فرسخ, يعني هذا القبر طوله فرسخ, فرسخ شيء كثير, وعرضه فرسخ. ثم أشار إلى الثاني فقال مد البصر. ثم أشار إلى الثالث فقال فتر في فتر, هذا الفتر. ثم ذهب. Suddenly two people appeared on these, next to these three graves. One of them, one of the two men, pointed to the first grave and said, فَرْسَخٌ فِي فَرْسَخٌ. يعني this is a distance which is approximately, about 6 miles long and 6 miles, almost 6 miles width. فَرْسَخٌ فِي فَرْسَخٌ. That is, this is how big this grave is going to be. That's what it means. Then he pointed to the second grave and he said, مَدَّ الْبَصَرُ, which means this grave will be as wide as one can see. He pointed to the third one and he said, فِتْرٌ فِي فِتْرٌ, which means it will be as small as this. This is fitr. This is in length and in width. And this man was seeing them. He saw them. He was under his cloak and he saw what was going on. بعد قليل جاءوا بجنازة التي كانوا يريدونها أن يدفنوا أن تدفن في القبر الأول. رجل معه أناس قليلون, قليل من الناس مع الجنازة. فسأل عنه, قال من هذا؟ قالوا هذا رجل قراب, رجل يعني عمله أن يسقي الماء, ينقل الماء بالأجرة يسقي الناس, رجل فقير هذا عمله. قال أنا ما أريد أجرة حفر القبر. دفنوه هناك, صلى معهم عليه ودفنوه هناك. After a while, few people came with someone to bury. He asked, who's this man that you want to bury here? And they told him, this is a poor person who used to sell water. He said, I don't want salary for digging the grave. He prayed with them and they buried him in the first grave. بعد ذلك جاءت جنازة القبر الثاني, ليس مع الجنازة إلا من يحملها فقط, الرجل فقط من يحمله. Then the second person, then only people who were carrying the body of a man came to bury him in the second grave. So there was no one other than them with this body. قال لهم من هذا؟ قالوا رجل ما نعرفه مات على المزبلة. They said, this is an unknown man for us and he died next to the garbage place. قال ما أريد أجرة. He told them, I don't want the salary, I don't want anything. صلى معهم عليه ودفنوه. He prayed for him the janazah prayer and they buried him. ثم بعد مدة جاءت زوجة أحد الأمراء. Then after a while, the dead person was, they brought a dead person who was the wife of a ruler. إلى هذا القبر الذي سمع عنه فتر في فتر. To this grave that he heard about it, that it will be very small. فقال لهم أعطوني الأجرة فضربوه. He told them, give me the salary. They hit him. They kicked him. They didn't give him anything. And they buried her in that grave. ولو أراد الإنسان أن يتتبع مثل هذه المشاهدات لكانت في مجلدات. If someone wants to gather these things that were seen about the torture in the grave and the enjoyment in the grave, he will gather them in books. A lot of things like this occurred. يَكْفِينَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَخْبَرَنَا بِذَلِكَ. For us, it is enough that the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ told us about it. It is mentioned in Al-Quran and in his hadith. هذا مذكور في القرآن وفي حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأيضا هناك قصة فيها عبرة حصلت مع عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه. Let me tell you also a story that occurred with Abdullah ibn Umar. It has benefits in it. Abdullah ibn Umar kana safara marratan wahdahu. Abdullah ibn Umar traveled once alone with no one with him. Famarra biqurbi qabrin min qubur al-jahiliyya. He passed next to a grave among the graves of the people who died in Al-Jahiliyyah. They didn't believe in Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. فَخَرَجَ فَجْأَةً مِنَ الْقَبْرِ إِنسَانٌ يَلْتَهِبُ نَارًا وَفِي عُنُقِهِ سِلْسِلَةٌ. Suddenly, a person... شو يَلْتَهِبُ نَارًا? A person set on fire got out of the grave with a chain in his neck. وَكَانَ مَعْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرْ إِنَا فِيهِمَا. Abdullah ibn Umar had a container of water with him. فَقَالِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ اسْقِنِي. He said, "Oh Abdullah, give me water." Abdullah ibn Umar قال, "مَا أَدْرِي عَرَفَ اسْمِي أَوْ هِيَ كَلِمَةٌ كَانَتْ الْعَرَبْ تَقُولُهَا." Abdullah said, "I don't know. He knew my name, or this is a term that the Arabs used to say. I don't, because the Arabs used to say, to call anyone that they wouldn't know, Abdullah, the slave of Allah." So he said, "I don't know." So he asked him to give him water. Ya Abdullah, صب علي. Oh Abdullah, pour on me water. قال فخرج بعد ذلك رجل من القبر وقال يا عبد الله لا تسقيه فإنه كافر. Another man went out from the grave and told him, "O Abdullah, do not give him water. He is a blasphemer." ثم بعد ذلك اجتذبه من السلسلة حتى أدخله القبر. Then he pulled him from this chain until putting him back inside this grave. قال ثم أواني الليل في هذا السفر أيضا أواني الليل إلى بيت عجوز. He said also in this travel, one time at night, I didn't find any place to stay, except a place of an old woman. وَإِلَى جَانِبِ بَيْتِهَا قَبْرٌ. And next to her house, there was a grave. قال فَسَمِعْتُ فِي اللَّيْلِ هَاتِفًا. هَاتِفًا يعني سَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا وَلَا أَرَى شَخْصًا. يقول بَوْلٌ وَمَا بَوْلٌ شَنٌ وَمَا شَنٌ. He said, "I heard at night a voice without seeing anyone, just the voice, which that is saying, 'Bawlun wama bawl,' which means, يعني he heard someone, this voice saying urine, and what is about this urine? And shan is a container of water, and what's about this container of water? So he heard this voice without seeing anything, anyone at night. قال فقلت للعجوز ما هذا. He said, I asked the owner of the house, this old woman, what is this? فقالت كان لي زوج وكان لا يتنزه من البول. She said, I was married, my husband didn't protect himself from urine, didn't take care of that. He used to contaminate himself with urine. قالت فكنت أقول له ويلك البعير إذا بال يبعد رجليه حتى لا يتلوث من البول. She said, I used to tell him, the camel, when the camel wants to urinate, it sets its legs apart, so it wouldn't be contaminated with urine. فما كان يستمع إلي. So he didn't listen to me. قالت وكان يوما جالسا وعنده شن معلق. فجاء إنسان يكاد وصل إليه إنسان يكاد يقتله العطش. يقول اسقني. الساعة أموت. And one day he was there with a container of water hanging. A man reached him while he was very thirsty and told him, please give me water to drink, now I will die. That is, if you don't give me water, I will die. فقال له دونك الشن, يعني تناول الشن. فقال, يعني he told him, go ahead, take this container and drink. والرجل ما كان يستطيع من شدة من انهياره ما يستطيع أن يتناوله. And this man, out of his tiredness, he couldn't reach the container of water. فما تحرك ليناوله الشن ويسقيه. So he didn't move to give him this container of water to drink. فمات الرجل. So the person died. قال يعني بعد ذلك دفن الرجل, هذا مات زوجها. فمن وقت مات, من وقت دفنوه وهو ينادي يسمع هذا الصوت, بول وما بول, شن وما شن. Then this man died, and since he was buried, this voice, they always heard this voice at night. And this her husband died, and since he was buried, they always heard this voice at night. Bawlun wa ma bawl, shannun wa ma shan. Which is a sign that this man is tortured in his grave because of these incidents, because of what he did. قال عبد الله فقدمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبرته ما رأيت فمنذ إذن نهى أن يسافر الرجل وحده. He said, I came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, I told him what I saw, and since then, after that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told the companions not to travel alone. So if anyone wants to travel, not to travel alone. وذكر أمر عذاب القبر في القرآن. The torture of the grave is mentioned in the Quran. الله تعالى قال النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. معناه هذا العرض على النار قبل قيام الساعة فهو في القبر. In the aforementioned verses, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب, which are in Surah Ghafir. It's the verse 46. These verses stand as the proof for the torture of the grave, because they mention that the followers of Pharaoh will be exposed to hell in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. الغدو من الصباح, يعني الغدو من الصباح إلى الضحى, هذا يقال له الغدو. والعشي ما بعد العصر. So they will be exposed to the fire in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And on the day of judgment, they will face a severe torture. So when are they going to be exposed to this torture before the day of judgment? It is in the grave. Likewise, also, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, استنزهوا من البول فإن عامة عذاب القبر منه. الدارقطني روى الدارقطني عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال, استنزهوا من البول فإن عامة عذاب القبر منه, which means protect yourselves from being contaminated with urine. Do not contaminate yourselves with urine. Because most of the people who are tortured in the grave, this is a reason for their tortures. Because this is a reason for the torture of most of those who are tortured in the grave. ومن أنكر عذاب القبر على الإطلاق كفر. The one who denies the torture of the grave is a blasphemer. لأنه كذب القرآن والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وإجماع الأمة. Because he belied the Quran, the Prophet, and the consensus of the nation. كذب أمرا يعرفه الجاهل والعالم من المسلمين, أمرا معلوما من الدين بالضرورة. Because he is belying something known by necessity among the matters of the religion, both the layman and the Muslim knowledge and the knowledgeable Muslims know about that. في هذه الأيام يوجد جماعة يقال لهم حزب التحرير, يسمون أنفسهم حزب التحرير الإسلامي. يقولون هذا ليس من العقائد التي يجب الإيمان بها, العذاب في القبر, فليحذر منهم فإن مقالاتهم كفرية والعياذ بالله تعالى. Nowadays there is a group called حزب التحرير الإسلامي. They say that it is not a must to believe in the torture of the grave. Be aware, this is a blasphemous statement. هؤلاء الناس لهم عدة مقالات منحرفة. منها هذه المقالة. This is not the only bad saying that they hold. They say different bad statements. This is one of them. They went astray about several matters of the religion. This is one of them. So be aware of these people. أما لو اعتقد إنسان أن الميت الذي يدفن يعذب في قبره أو ينعم في قبره، يعرف أن قسما من الناس يعذبون في القبر وأن قسما ينعمون، يعتقد ذلك وما ذهب خلف هذا وراء هذا، ما عرف أكثر من هذا، هذا سليم انتهى، لا يلزمه أن يعلم أكثر. Now if someone believes that part of the people are tortured in the grave and another part they are enjoying in the grave without knowing how they enjoy and without knowing how they are tortured, this is enough for him. He does not have to know more than that. He believes in that, this is enough. He does not have to know more than that. قال المؤلف رحمه الله ونؤمن بالبعث. الإمام الطحاوي the author of this creed said, may Allah have mercy on him, ونؤمن بالبعث which means we believe in the resurrection. يعني أنه يجب الإيمان أن الأموات أنه يأتي يوم يخرج فيه الأموات من القبور. It is a must to believe that one day the dead people would go out from their graves. الأجساد التي كانت بليت أكلها التراب الله يعيدها ويعيد الأرواح إليها ويخرج الناس من قبورهم. The bodies that have decayed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala recreates them and the souls are back to these bodies, then they go out from their graves. قبل يوم القيامة وهذا هو اليوم الذي يقال له يوم القيامة لأن الناس يسمى القيامة لأن الناس يقومون من قبورهم للسؤال. And this is the day which is called in Arabic القيامة. القيامة has the same root as قامة. قامة to go out, to stand up, because people go out from their graves. This is the day of judgment. قبل يوم القيامة بمئة سنة الله يرسل ريحا طيبة تقبض أرواح المسلمين كل المسلمين فلا يبقى على وجه الأرض من يعبد الله. 100 years before the day of judgment, Allah sends a nice breeze, with it the souls of the human beings go out, of the believers, sorry, I say the human beings, of the believers will go out from their bodies. Yani, once it arrives to a believer, he dies, and so on. Until all the believers die. And after that, no one living on earth would worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at that time. فقط يبقى الكفار على وجه الأرض يعيشون كالبهائم لا يعبدون الله. Only the blasphemers remain for 100 years. They live like animals. They do not worship Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعد ذلك بعد أن يمضي 100 سنة من هذه الريح إسرافيل عليه السلام ينفخ في البوق. After 100 years pass, Israfil, the angel Israfil, blows the horn. بهذه النفخة عندما يسمع من على وجه الأرض صوت هذه النفخة من لم يكن مات قبل ذلك يموت. من كان مات قبل ذلك يغشى عليه. إلا أرواح الشهداء في الجنة لا يغشى عليهم. Now when Israfil blows, everyone who did not die before that, everyone on earth, who did not die before that, dies at that moment. And those who died before that, they faint. For example, the people who are in their graves and their body did not decay yet, and other ones, they faint. And those who did not die, they die. Even Iblis dies at that day. حتى Iblis يموت في ذلك اليوم. والملائكة أيضا يموتون. Also the angels die. وإسرافيل هذا الذي نفخ في البوق أيضا يموت. Likewise إسرافيل, the angel who blows the horn, dies also. ثم بعدما يقبض عزرائيل أرواح الكل هو يموت تخرج روحه. And then after عزرائيل, the angel of death, takes the souls of everyone, he dies also. His soul goes out of his body. لكن الشهداء أرواح الشهداء في الجنة لا يغشى عليهم. But the souls of the martyrs who would be at that time in paradise, they do not faint. وقال بعض العلماء حملة العرش لا يغشى عليهم لا يموتون والولدان المخلدون لا يموتون والحور العين لا يموتون وبعض الملائكة الآخرين. So some scholars said that the angels who carry al-arsh do not die at that moment. Also some other angels. Also الولدان المخلدون who serve the people of paradise, who are now in paradise, they do not die. الحور العين do not die. بعد مدة الله يحيي إسرافيل. After a period of time, Allah gives life again to angel إسرافيل. يأخذ البوق فينفخ فيه النفخة الثانية. He takes the horn and blows again the second time. عند ذلك يخرج الناس من قبورهم. It is then after the second time when Israfil blows the second time when the people go out from their graves. This is when their bodies, if they decayed before that, they are reconstructed, their souls go again into the bodies and they go out from the graves. مع كل واحد يكون ملكان يسيرانه. With each one there are two angels who drive him. واحد أمامه وواحد خلفه. One in front of him and one behind him. This is a sign. هذه علامة أنه لا مفر في ذلك اليوم. This is a sign that there is nowhere to escape on that day. وقد جاء في الحديث أنه لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. It is narrated in the hadith that after the person is resurrected, he doesn't take one step, even one step, before being asked about four issues. عن عمره فيما أفناه. How did he spend his life? عن جسده فيما أبلاه. How did he use his body? عن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. About his money. From where did he earn it and how did he spend it? وعن علمه ماذا عمل به. And how much did he apply among the matters of the religion? بعد ذلك يوجه الناس إلى الشام. After people are resurrected, they are directed, all of them, towards the area of الشام. لأن الشام هي أرض المحشر. هي المكان الذي يجمع فيه الناس, يحشر فيه الناس. Because the area of الشام is the place where all the people would be gathered. الشام يعني سوريا تقريبا, سوريا ولبنان والأردن وفلسطين وشيء من الزيادة. ما هو معروف الآن بسوريا والأردن ولبنان وفلسطين وبعض الزيادة. الشام, the area of الشام is what is known nowadays, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon and Palestine and a little bit more, few parts of Turkey. This is the area of الشام. People will be gathered there. وقبل يوم البعث, قبل يوم القيامة, تظهر علامات تدل على اقتراب الساعة. Before the day of judgment, signs appear and these signs tell that the day of judgment is becoming closer, much closer. وهذه العلامات والأشراط صغرى وكبرى. يعني there are two types of signs. One type that are called the small signs, and there are 10 that are called the big signs of the Day of Judgment. من العلامات الصغرى ما جاء, يعني ورد في الحديث ذكر عدد من العلامات الصغرى. In the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, several small signs are mentioned. من ذلك أن تلد الأمة ربتها. يعني أن يكثر العقوق في البنات فتصير البنت كأنها سيدة لأمها. هذا حصل. One sign is that the girls in general mistreat their mothers in a way that the girl becomes as if she is the master of her mother. And this happened, already happened. وَمِنْهَا أَن تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعَالَةَ وِعَاءَ الشَّاءِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Among these signs, to see people who are originally, who don't wear shoes, who are shepherds, build very long buildings. وَهَذَا حَصَلْ. And this happened. All of you know that. وَمِنْهَا زَوَالُ جِبَالٍ عَنْ مَرَاسِيهَا. Among these signs, for certain mountains to be removed. وَهَذَا حَصَلْ. And this happened also. وَكَثْرَةُ الزَّلَازِلْ. وَهَذَا حَصَلْ. To have a lot of earthquakes. And this took place.
ومنها أيضا كثرة الأمراض التي لم تعهد من قبل.
Among them also to have many sickness that were not known before to be spread among the people.
ومنها كثرة الدجالين.
To have a lot of swindlers.
وكثرة خطباء السوء.
Many people to give speeches urging people to do bad things.
وكل ذلك حصل. And all of that took place.
ومنها ادعاء أناس كثيرين النبوة. Also for many people to claim the status of prophethood. And this happened also.
ومنها تغير أحوال الهواء.
يعني في الصيف يصير كأنه في الشتاء وفي الشتاء كأنه في الصيف.
And among these small signs is for the weather to change. That is, in the summer it is like the winter time, and in the winter it is like the summer time.
وقلة العلم. For most of the people to be ignorant about the knowledge of the religion.
وكثرة القتل والظلم.
And for a lot of killing to take place and a lot of injustice to occur.
حتى يقتل الرجل لا يعرف على ما قتل ويقتل القاتل لا يعرف على ما قتل.
To a point that sometimes the person kills another one, he does not know why is he killing him, and the killed person doesn't know why he is killed.
وهذا حصل. And this happened also.
وتقارب الزمان.
يعني I don't know.
If you want to say the shrinking of the time, that is a year, يعني appears to be less than a year, like a month, for example, and so on.
وتقارب الأسواق.
And for the marketplaces to become closer, كما closer to each other, كما في هذه الأيام, as things are nowadays.
ومنها تداعي الأمم على أمة محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام كتداعي الناس على قصعة الطعام يصيبون منه.
And among these small signs, for the different nations to gather and to, in attacking
the nation of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. This one takes a part from here, this one takes a part from there, etc. Like people gather and sit around a platter, and each one takes from his part, something from his part to eat. ومنها أن يكون أناس معهم سياط كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس. And among these signs for some people to treat others unjustly and to whip them while they are ordering them to do this or to leave that. And all of this happened. أيضا أخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن نساء كاسيات عاريات مائلات مميلات. Likewise, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told about women who would be wearing clothes as if they are not wearing. Calling the way they act, they call people to commit, as if they are calling people to commit as zina. They commit as zina and they act in a way to call others to commit as zina. This also happened. وآخر هذه العلامات أو من آخر هذه العلامات الصغرى ظهور المهدي. Among the last signs, among the last small signs is the appearance of al-Mahdi. This did not take place yet. وهو أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر أنه لا تقوم الساعة حتى يملك رجل من أهل بيتي يواطئ اسمه اسمي واسم أبيه اسم أبي يملأ الأرض عدلا بعدما ملئت ظلما وجورا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the day of judgment does not take place until after a man from among my offsprings rule. His name will be like mine, that is Muhammad. His father's name will be like my father's name, that is Abdullah. He will fill the earth of justice after it would be filled with injustice. هذا الحديث صحيح رواه أبو داود وغيره. This is a صحيح hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and others. وجاء في بعض الآثار أنه يكون معه ملك ينادي أيها الناس هذا خليفة الله المهدي فاتبعوه. It is narrated, but it is not, be careful, but it is not confirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Okay, it is narrated by it, but it is not confirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that an angel would be with him calling the people, this is Al-Mahdi, follow him. ويكون أول خروجه في المدينة. He first appears in Al-Madinah, the city of Al-Madinah. ثم يذهب إلى مكة. Then he goes to Mecca. وهناك ينتظره 300 من خيار أهل الأرض. And there he would meet 300 among the best people who are on earth at that time. فيبايعونه. They give him allegiance. ثم يخرج جيش ليغزوه. Then an army would be directed against المهدي to fight him. فتخسف الأرض بهذا الجيش. The earth would open up and swallows this army. بعد ذلك يأتي إلى بر الشام. After that, المهدي comes to the area of الشام. وهناك يكون مركز حكمه. And it becomes the and he will be installed there. ويحصل في أيامه مجاعة عظيمة. During his time, a great famine, a great starvation occurs. أما المؤمن الكامل في ذلك الوقت لا يبالي, يشبع بالتسبيح والتقديس. But the perfect believer, the pious believer at that time, is not affected with this starvation. He feels full just by praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. أما الأشراط الكبرى نتكلم عنها في الحصة القادمة إن شاء الله. As for the big signs, let us talk about them in the next session. إن شاء الله تبارك وتعالى. نقف هنا والله أعلم. Let us stop here. And Allah knows best. إذا كان لكم سؤال تفضل. If you have any questions, please go ahead. من أحب فعف فكتم فمات مات شهيدا. من أحب فعف فكتم فمات مات شهيدا. يعني من أحب امرأة فعف ما أوقعه ذلك في معصية وكتم ما تكلم في هذا فمات بسبب ذلك يموت شهيدا. There is a hadith that the brother Adam asked about, which is من أحب فعف فكتم فمات مات شهيدا, which means the one who loves someone else and this does not cause for him to commit sins, so he prevents himself from committing sins because of this love. And he does not talk about it. He keeps it as a secret. And he dies because of that. This also gains the status of martyrdom. أرواح الشهداء في الجنة. نعم. في حواصل طير خضر تكون. في حوصلة الطائر تتنعم, تنتقل بانتقال هذا الطائر في الجنة. ورد في حديث آخر أن روح المؤمن التقي تكون على شكل, يعطيها الله تعالى شكل طائر أخضر. طيور في الجنة, روح المؤمن التقي, نسمة المؤمن طائر يعلق من أشجار الجنة أظن, أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, يعني المؤمن الكامل. So, no question. اتفضل دكتور وسام. الشام صح. ما دخل, هاي شيء آخر. بعدما يحشر الناس, بعدما يحشرون ينقلون إلى ظلمة عند الصراط ثم هذه الأرض تبدل ثم يردون إليها. After the people are gathered on the day of judgment, after they would be gathered, they would be transmitted to an area next to as-sirat. This earth would be transformed, and then they would be brought back on it to be questioned. Tafadhal Haj. سجين في الأرض السابعة. هذه الأولى. هذه الأولى تحتها ست وتحت السابعة جهنم. هذه الأيام حصل كيف لك؟ Very obvious.
Yeah.
هذا اللي بعرفه أنا. Yeah, didn't you ever see nowadays a mountain and after a few years it's not there anymore? You didn't see that? Huh? No, 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 a mountain, an actual mountain. Huh? For example, yes. I saw that in several areas, places. Yeah. تفضل علي. It is narrated by Al-Bayhaqi. Yes. تفضل. ينكر. يعني ارتكب إثما عظيما لأنه أفتى بغير علم، تكلم في الدين بغير علم، ليس كالذي ينكر عذاب القبر، لا يكفر لا يكفر إلا أن يكون معاندا، إلا أن يعرف حقيقة، يعتقد أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر عن ذلك ومع ذلك هو ينكر، هنا يكون كذب الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. صح. لا ليس شرط، لكن ظهوره يكون هناك، أما هل هو من أهل المدينة أم لا الله أعلم. الله أعلم. المهدي appears in المدينة. Is he, would he be originally among the inhabitants of المدينة or not؟ الله أعلم. He appears there. أرواح المسلمين هو يقبض، لكن يعني عندما تصل الريح إليهم يموتون، هذا معناه. من ذريته إما حسني وإما حسيني. المهدي would be among the offsprings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which means either he would be among the offsprings of his grandson Al-Hasan or among the offsprings of his grandson Al-Husayn. Either this or that. Allahu A'lam. يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا مُوسَى لَا نَدْرِي. لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إذا أنا أفقت إذا بي بموسى متعلق بقوائم العرش يدعو الله تعالى فلا أدري هل جوزي بصعقة الطور أم أفاق قبلي. وإذا كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يدري فنحن بالأولى أننا لا ندري. She asked what happens to the prophets when Israfil first blows the horn. The answer is they faint, except for Prophet Musa. We do not know if he faints or not, because Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith that he will be the first one who wakes up from the fainting. And when he does that, he finds Musa alayhi salam holding the legs of Al-Arsh and making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't know. Is Musa going to faint and wake up before me, or he is not going to faint because he fainted before that in this life? So if the Prophet does not know, we do not know also, for sure. Tafaddali, Dana. كل الناس يحشرون. Everyone is gathered, even those who died before puberty, they all will be gathered. طيب بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله we'll be back at 3:30. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله فيكم.